From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Patty White with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, July 18th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Maine saw just over 14,000 business applications last year, about an 8% increase from the year before, and the highest on record going back to 2005. That's according to new census data released last month. Maine State Chamber of Commerce President Patrick Woodcock says the data are encouraging, but he cautions that opening a business is just the first step.
You know, you really have to see the next 12 months for stability, and that's really the window for whether a business will make it or not.
He says some of the industries seeing the strongest growth are tourism, life sciences, and forestry products. The data paint an uneven picture at the county level. Business applications were up sharply year over year in Sagadahoc and Androscoggin counties, but dipped slightly in Washington, Lincoln, and Piscataquis counties. The city of Portland set a target of building more than 2,500 new homes by 2027. New data show that the city is on track to exceed that goal by a significant amount. Nicola Grisco reports.
The city approved close to 1,300 new units of housing last year, the most in well over a decade. Nearly half include some kind of deed restriction for affordability.
Those projects are getting a little bit larger. They're having more subsidy into them, and they've become a much more noticeable part of the landscape.
Greg Watson is Portland's director of housing and economic development. He says most approved projects are eventually completed, with some exceptions. Plans to redevelop the historic Time and Temperature building downtown into apartments, for example, have fallen through. Watson says high interest rates and construction costs have made it especially difficult for developers to make the financing work for new housing projects, particularly when rents are capped to accommodate certain income restrictions. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicola Grisco.
After years of declining enrollment, the University of Southern Maine is expecting an increase in students this fall. This year, the university had more undergraduate applications than it's seen in more than a decade, and an increase in transfer students and graduate students. University President Jacqueline Edmondson says part of that comes from the way staff have used data to find interested students and then doing targeted outreach in that area.
I mean, we've seen an uptick in interest in the University of Southern Maine from places like Long Island, New York, and Westchester County, New York. And so we've been able to do more strategic outreach to those areas so that the applications actually end up resulting in students coming to us.
And with the state's free community college program in place for 2 years now, Edmondson says she expects to see more of those students transferring to four-year schools like the University of Southern Maine. Skechers is suing L.L. Bean for patent infringement, accusing the Freeport-based retailer of copying a heel design in one of its slip-on shoes. Skechers is the third largest footwear company in the world. It filed the lawsuit Monday in federal court in New York, claiming that L.L. Bean only began using the, quote, graceful sweeping design after Skechers established that it had broad consumer appeal. The company is asking the court to bar L.L. Bean from selling shoes with the design, along with unspecified damages. Governor Janet Mills is nominating a deputy commissioner at the Maine Department of Health and Human Services to take over the state's largest agency. Kevin Miller reports.
Sarah Gagne-Holmes joined the senior leadership team at DHHS just 2 months after Mills took office in 2019. She previously worked as a healthcare attorney and as a policy advisor. And Mills named Gagne-Holmes acting commissioner in May after the agency's longtime leader, Jean Lambrew, stepped down to work on national policy issues. Gagne-Holmes' nomination will have to be confirmed by the Maine Senate. But Senator Joe Baldacci, who co-chairs the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee, said he was pleased with the nomination.
I think that there'll be tough questions asked of her, just like any nominee, in terms of direction, in terms of organization, in terms of some of the challenges we've gone over the last couple of years, both with the Child Protective System and some other aspects of the Department of Health and Human Services.
DHHS houses most of the state's social services programs, as well as MaineCare and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. but arguably the highest profile challenges have been within child welfare programs. Responding to multiple child deaths in recent years, the department has spent millions of dollars to hire additional caseworkers and increase training. But recent reports suggest that problems persist with employee retention and morale. And Maine's child welfare ombudsman said earlier this year that staff continue to struggle with decision-making around child safety. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Two foxes in Bath have tested positive for rabies. Bath police say they received reports Monday morning about a fox that appeared to be sick and was wandering near a convenience store and walking into traffic on Route 1. Officers captured the fox, euthanized it, and sent it for testing to the Maine CDC, which confirmed rabies on Wednesday. Police say another fox in the same area tested positive for rabies at the end of June. The department says these are the first confirmed cases of rabies in Bath since 2020. They urge residents to ensure pets are up to date on rabies vaccinations and to report sightings of suspicious behavior in animals. Four people have been arrested in Indian Township for alleged drug trafficking. The Maine State Police say officers from the Down East Task Force, working with investigators from the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Indian Township Police, conducted controlled purchases of fentanyl from a residence in Indian Township. The State Police Tactical Team conducted a search warrant early Wednesday morning and arrested three individuals from Indian Township and one from New York. All four face charges of aggravated trafficking of drugs. The aggravated charges stem from the proximity of the residence to the Indian Township Community Center, which is in a designated safe zone under state law. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, extreme sports in Maine. I'm Patty White. Thanks for listening.